I remembered. Yeah, forgive me.
All right.
Down here at the church several times, you know, after that happened. But I'll get back to this so I won't get too messed up here. But anyway, we found the meeting. We started going to the meetings here. And I was 8 years old, and so we went to Hot Springs, Arkansas. We had to camp out in the tent in the park there. And it was the same grounds where the meetings was at. And the building was a big building, and the sides would fold up on it. It was like just a big campsite pavilion-like thing where the sides would fold up, and they could let it down or whatever. And the place was packed. And I remember sick people, waterhead babies in. I don't know if you heard, the waterhead babies. Yeah. And one of the little girls had a big leg, one big leg. She was on the front row up there, and Brother Branham told him to put a string around it, and they measured it. And Brother Billy, I think, mentioned it somewhere once before. They measured, and that each night, the string would be shorter, you know, until it's before the service is all over. And I remember people in cots and crutches and cots and wheelchairs and things lined up, stacked up against the wall. The people was all healed. Everybody was healed.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And even Brother Branham, when he come back to the meeting, after the meeting at Jeffersonville, he made mention of it, he said, did you notice the faith of those people in Hot Springs? He says, not a one of them wasn't healed.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
That was later, the next week or so. Anyway, at the meeting, we got there. The meeting started on a Wednesday, I believe it was. We got there on a Thursday, and I was in the tent sick. I had these abscess teeth, and my head was all swelled out real big, huge, behind my ear, my temple, my jaw, my throat. Just real big. They said I looked like I had a tumor, probably. You know, I don't remember that part. I remember I had a lot of pain. But so, anyways, Brother Jack Palmer and Brother Joel Ivey was there at the park. They got acquainted with Dad, and so they said, why don't you bring your son over here? There's an empty campground site over there, just a picnic table and a little trash can, you know. I said, why don't you bring your son over here? And he said, there's some other brothers. He said, well, we'll pray, may pray for your son, you know. Be enough of us over there, we'll just pray for him. And I said, okay. So they set me on the table. Of course, they got to talking about the word, and I don't know if they forgot about me or what. I was just sitting there. But anyway, they got to talking about the word, and I was probably, 12, 15 feet from him, maybe or so. And Brother Branham's station wagon pulled up. It was Brother Billy Paul and Brother Branham. And Brother Billy was driving. They got out, walked up, started talking to the brethren. And as they was talking, two garbage men come up to get the garbage out of the park. And they started talking about the meeting that was going on there. And of course, they was talking about, I think one of them's wives is going to the meeting. And Brother Barron said yes, and was talking to him. Nobody, of course, said a word. It was like this, you know. Of course, I don't feel like I could be the one talking here, but anyway, I'm just. But anyway, the garbage guys started asking Brother Branham some questions. Of course, he said, I'm Brother Branham. And they said, oh, you are, you know. And then I guess one of them had some questions about the Godhead, you know. Brother Branham started explaining the Godhead to him. And as he was doing it, he looked down. And there was a little bitty tree there, just about yay tall. A little bitty sprout tree growing up with three leaves on it. And he just knelt down and he said, this, and this is simplicity Brother Branham used, you know, how simple things were. He knelt down and explained it to him. He said, see, there's one stalk there. And there's three branches, three leaves. But it's still one, you know. He explained it's real simple like that. And they understood it, you know. So they went on their way. And as he was talking to the brethren, he just kind of did like that and looked right at me. And he stopped and he said, "Oh, excuse me, brother." And he walked over toward me. And as he's walking toward me, he said, "Oh, did you notice this boy is sat here the whole time, has not tucked his eyes off me not once?" And he said, that's when he said that, he said, "I have a son that's your age." Brother, talking about Brother Joseph. He said, "And he wouldn't have sat here this long." He said, "He would have had every tree in this park climbed and every rock turned over by now." He kind of chuckled. He said, "But you have sat right here, he has sat right here and not tucked his eyes off me not once." And he was holding both my hands by then. He was knelt down in front of me just real close. And he was looking right at me and he said, "Now son, in this life, we have two sets of teeth. We have our baby teeth, and they'll rot and decay and go away. And he said, then we'll have our permanent teeth come in and they'll rot and decay and go away." But then he put his finger in my chest like this. He said, "When you get over there," he said, "you'll have a set that'll never grow old."
Wow.
Amen.
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 Now hang on to that.
Amen. Amen.
But he said, "Do you believe that if Brother Branham prays for you, that the Lord will hear you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." Of course, he prayed. Before his prayer was over, the swelling was gone. I was totally healed, totally well. I mean, I was normal. After he prayed, he said, "Now, when you get back home, have your parents take you to the dentist." And he said, he put his fingers like that right there and have them two uppers removed. Well, after the meetings, my dad had went through. Here my dad was this whole time this is going on with his heart condition, wanting to be prayed for. And here I was, I thought I was going to die. And you had these teeth problems, and he prayed for you, and the Lord healed
him. Amen.
But then he went through the prayer line later, and the Lord healed him. Mm-hmm. So we went back home, rejoicing, of course, my parents was, and I was a young lad, I was feeling good, I was well, and Mom told my dad, says, "Should we take him to the dentist?" He said, "Yeah, I believe we better. Brother Barham said you should, so we better follow up." Dennis looked in my mouth. He said, "Yeah, these two uppers have got to come out."